Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today we are talking about packaging your offering. But first, I'd like to invite you on a property tour being held on July 27th in Philadelphia. This is an all-day event, Friday, starting at 9 in the morning, where you're going to get to tour and see many of the brand new buildings we built in that market. We're going to share with you our buy on the line, move the line strategy. And you're going to get to see how we create tremendous value from a blank sheet of paper in this exciting market. If you're interested, feel free to register at phillymarkettour.com. That's phillymarkettour.com. We are back and we're talking about packaging your product offer. As real estate investors, we're often conditioned to focus on the real estate aspects of what we're doing and not so much on the marketing aspects of our end product. After all, we're real estate people, not marketers. But today's episode, I'd like to challenge that way of thinking. When you place a new product into the marketplace, it's extremely important to package it as a complete product. If the property isn't packaged properly, you open yourself up to the buyer negotiating with you on price. So why is that? Because in the absence of clearly articulating the value, the discussion always degenerates to price. And when the value is clear, the discussion surrounds the value of the end product, the value to the end customer. The value in the eyes of the customer is not only the product. They rarely experience the product directly. What they do experience is the product of the product. And what that means is how the product makes them feel. So let me give you an example. I often stage my rental apartments. When they're vacant and we're looking for tenants, we often stage an apartment. Now, one reason to stage an apartment is to give a prospective tenant an idea on how furniture might be placed in an apartment. After all, not everyone's born with the skill of 3D visualization. Knowing exactly how that 7-foot sofa or that 5-foot love seat is going to look on that blank wall. Perhaps the love seat would be better placed at a 45-degree angle in the corner, with maybe an end table in the space behind it and a lamp and a plant on the end table to create a bit of a layering effect. Unless you actually visualize that, most people can't come up with those ideas. These ideas can make a room look great or not. Again, most people aren't experts in this type of decorating. While everything I've talked about so far is true, it's actually not the most important reason for staging an apartment. In my mind, the reason for staging an apartment is to create a space that will inspire the prospective tenant. I want them to walk in and say, wow, I can see myself living here. I love the small table on the balcony, and I can see myself having breakfast on the balcony. I want them to experience the feeling of having breakfast on the balcony, even though they haven't even signed the application form yet. And that's a very different experience than having come into the apartment, walk out onto the balcony and say, not a bad view. When they look at the view, they see a picture. They don't have an emotional connection to the picture. And when they sit down at the breakfast table on the balcony, they insert themselves into the picture. It's no longer a passive engagement. They become emotionally connected to the experience of having breakfast on the balcony. Or imagine walking into a bathroom and seeing a soaker bathtub. If all they see is a bathtub, they say, nice bathtub. On the other hand, imagine walking into the bathroom and seeing that same bathtub with candles lit on the side and the smell of eucalyptus essential oils. You can't help become immersed in the experience of what it might be like to take a bath in that big, beautiful bathtub. Staging isn't about placing furniture. It's about packaging your product offering, and it's about creating an emotional connection for your prospective tenant to the space. If your apartment has young professionals as the target market, then make sure your furnishings reflect the tastes of a younger generation. If your target market is seniors, then maybe a more traditional set of furnishings and decorating would make them feel more at home. It all comes down to making the prospective client, that is, your best possible tenant, seeing themselves at home in the new space. And even though they're renting, it's going to be their home. You want them to have a strong emotional attachment to it. The stronger the attachment, the more they're going to want to stay for years to come, and the more they will love the space and treat the space as if they owned it. So as you place your vacant apartment on the market for rent, give some thought to packaging your product. Make sure your prospective tenant is going to connect emotionally with the apartment. If the product is an apartment, then the product of the product is how the apartment makes them feel. And that ultimately is what you're selling, the product of the product. In the meantime, have a spectacular day, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.